From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. At the mention of fire resistance, some may roll their eyes. Enough already, you say. Fire schmire. We'll deal with fire resistance when we have to, and not before. But the time to start planting is now. Cleaning gutters isn't just a pre-winter task. The number one cause of woodland to house fire transition is debris in gutters. Put cleaning gutters on the May to June list, not just the October to November list. Most leaf screens for gutters aren't very good in our climate. However, some meshes may work. Screens are best for hardwood leaves. Screens that keep out fine needles, don't collect water well, and can damage siding. When cleaning gutters, remember to blow winter debris off of decks, gravel, and pavement around buildings. It doesn't matter if you have concrete right up to your house. If there's a pile of leaves along the siding, it can catch fire too. That goes double for firewood stacked alongside a house or garage, where a wildfire could burn right up to it. It takes planning to re-landscape, to move beds away from foundations, to move trees and shrubs. This is a critical action for fire resistance. The homes that survive fire most often have at least 6 feet of non-burnable surface between buildings and landscaping. It is not necessary to run out and cut everything down. Think about it. Plan to take down trees and move shrubs 10 or 20 feet out. Move a path next to a foundation. Change the path from bark dust to gravel or pavers. Small steps systematically taken help you change your home from fire trap to fire resistant. That is the goal, fire resistance. Once you make a start, you can move on to siding and roofing and whatever it takes over time to have a home that is slower to catch fire. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.